And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Chinese New Year.
Chinese Lunar New Year, and the Vietnamese celebrate Tet, and it's the year of the monkey. Do you know what sign you are astrologically on the Chinese zodiac?
No, I don't.
Oh, I'm a rabbit. I'm gentle but sneaky, I think is how it goes.
Those are the two words that jump to mind.
Sneaky? Thank you. We have a lot of people born in the year of the monkey because they tend to be very, very smart.
That's NPR listeners right
that's
there.
That's it, right there. Well, all of them that listen were working on your puzzle from last week, so would you repeat it for us, please?
Yes, I said take the name Seurat, as in the painter, Seurat. Rearrange these six letters, repeating them as often as necessary, and you can spell the 12-letter word restaurateur. And I said, now take the six-letter name Nestor, N-E-S-T-O-R, rearrange these six letters, repeating them as often as necessary, to spell a familiar 12-letter word. And as a hint, I said, it's not a plural, and it's not formed by adding a prefix or suffix onto another word. What word is it?
What is it?
Testosterone.
Testosterone. Very nice. Very nice. 1,400 smart listeners sent in the correct answer to this puzzle. Our randomly chosen winner is Vishwa Kumbhalamat from Redmond in the state of Washington. Vishwa, did I totally mangle your last name?
No, you did it very right, actually.
I did. Kumbhalamat. Kumbhalamat.
Right.
And you're in Redmond, Washington, but you were born in India, I understand.
Yes.
What do you do there in Redmond, which is near Seattle, right?
Yes, it is. It's on the east side of Seattle, and I'm a computer software engineer.
Ah, do you play puzzle?
Yeah, well, a little bit, not a whole lot. The first time I listened to Puzzle Show was last week.
You're kidding. So now you're going to listen every week, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, what luck. You do have good luck
in
this new year. Well, let's see how lucky we are both going to be with our clues today that we're going to get from Will. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, Will, please meet Vishwa, and I think we're ready to go.
All right, Vishwa, today I've brought some anagrams. Every answer is a word containing a doubled B. For example, if I gave you line, L-I-N-E, plus two B's, you'd rearrange them to spell nibble.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And the two B's are always consecutive in the answer.
Okay.
Number one is Rita, R-I-T-A, plus two B's.
That would be...
And it is one of the years in the Chinese calendar.
Okay.
Mentioned just a moment ago by Leanne.
Rabbit.
The rabbit is it. Number two, iron, I-R-O-N, plus two B's.
Oh, this is not easy.
It's what you might win if you got a prize. It could be blue, for example, for first place.
It's a ribbon. Sorry.
Ribbon, good.
Come on.
I know. It takes a while for it to get the brain to kick in. That's it.
Okay.
Here's your next one. Lego, L-E-G-O, plus two B's.
That would be... Gobble?
Gobble, good. Haze, H-A-Y-S, plus two B's.
That would be...
The answer is part of a common phrase, not too blank.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby,
very
is it?
Good.
Idler, I-D-L-E-R, plus two B's. It's something you would do in basketball.
Dribble,
is it? Lutes, L-U-T-E-S, plus two B's.
Stubble,
oh, that was fast. Unsort, U-N-S-O-R-T.
Stubborn.
Oh, you're getting good. Cagier. C-A-G-I-E-R. Plus two B's.
Words are getting longer.
Cagier plus two B's. This one's the name of a game.
With pegs?
With pegs, is it? Yes. Is it,
okay.
Do you know cribbage?
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, that would make it hard to get.
The game of my ancestors, I think, in New England.
Okay.
Good job, Leanne. Cribbage is it. Try this one. Equals, E-Q-U-A-L-S, plus two B's.
Squabble,
excellent. And your last one, mulled, M-U-L-L-E-D, plus two B's. And the answer is something that you are not.
I'm not.
Am I?
And no, Leanne, you're not one either.
I'm not either. Okay, fine.
It's something you might lift in a gym.
Dumbbell
is correct.
Oh, wow. So what'd you think, Vishwa? First time out? This wasn't too,
It was okay.
Yeah.
I could have done better, I think. But
yeah, no, no, you were, boy, when the words got long, you really just fired up there. You were doing really well. Oh, and for the both of us, I think we made a good team. We're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2 is now available, and the other goodie in the bag we have for you is a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press, so you can satisfy all of your puzzle needs.
Okay, a lot of good stuff.
Yes, a lot of good stuff. What's your public radio station, Vishwa?
It's KUOW 94.9.
All right, great. Well, Vishwa Kumbhalamat from Redmond, Washington, thank you so much for being our guest today. It was a real pleasure to play.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's the challenge for everyone to work on this coming week?
Well, it's a tough but a pretty one, I think. It comes from listener Stephen Robert Kahn of Alexandria, Virginia. Parrot is the name of a bird, and ape is the name of a mammal. But in their non-creature senses, the words are synonyms. For example, if you parrot somebody, you ape them. Can you name another bird and another mammal that, in their non-creature senses, are also synonyms? So again, name another bird and another mammal that, in their non-creature senses, are synonyms of each other. What words are these?
Ooh, it is a pretty puzzle, but going to require some brain power. When you have the answer, put it in an email. Our email address is puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.